Hi, this is Steve Barish with the Steve Barish Healing Hour. We have a wonderful guest on this evening, Megan Bell, the daughter of Fred Bell. And we've become good friends, and we want to talk about the projectors, and we want to talk about the flamethrowers. But first, let's introduce Megan onto the phone here, and maybe she has some information, too. Megan, are you there, honey?
I am. Hi, Steve. Thanks for having
Wonderful.
Me back on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great
It'd be a lot
here.
Of fun
yeah,
tonight.
I'm very excited to share a little bit of information today about the holographic projector.
Yeah. The holographic projector, I bought that before I bought my projectors and on the wall. And I had tremendous insight with the projector, a lot more than what I thought possible. And I guess I want to discuss a little bit of that tonight. I don't know the scientific end like your dad did, but I can certainly talk about the energy that I saw and what happened in my room. The projector I
okay.
put on.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to talk briefly just a little bit about the
Oh, go right ahead, honey.
And then for the most part, I definitely want to talk about experiences that you've had, experiences that I've had, experiences
sure.
that my clients have had, because you're absolutely right, and people do really underestimate it before, you know, they go ahead and get the projector. They think that
yes.
they might experience some results, but they are very surprised by just how quickly, just how strong,
mm-hmm.
just how fast things happen, and all kinds mm-hmm. of things that happen. So, yeah,
oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, Steve, I'll talk briefly just
oh,
a little
please.
Bit about the science behind it. You know, please forgive me. I don't have the exact knowledge that my father had, obviously.
Wonderful.
I have a fraction of it, but I've experienced many different things from the projector, all very positive, and so I want to share that with you. So, first of all,
yes.
I just want to kind of get into a little bit on the way, you know, our technology works. Through the laws of the universe. So,
sure.
you know, the entire universe is made up of white, hence the term white light, which contains, you know, all sounds, vibrations, radiations, and energies of the entire composition of our space and time universe. So
uh-huh.
the projector is a wave device determined by the number of layers, and it is designed to unwind the DNA into the fourth dimension. So the projector doesn't act as a scalar vibratory mechanism like the receptor does. It consists of two concentric circles, each containing pyramids, which are split down the middle. And in between the circles are three-sided pyramids. And on another pyramid, split four ways, acting as a gateway for the concentric circles. So
mm-hmm.
These designs create two scalar fields that kind of collapse into themselves, creating a doorway into the holographic universe. So that's
mm-hmm.
two three-sided pyramids, and they move the energy, and that's starting with the mental plane,
right.
following energy through the other six planes simultaneously, creating a merger of consciousness and the holographic mature of space and time. So, a little bit much, but it does really, really relate. And when you start, you know, using the projector, you get a huge grasp and understanding of this. So enter infinite numbers of dimensions. The projector acts as a key to open that door. And once that door is open, your world will begin to feel the subtle holographic changes. And it will be instantaneously. And it will rearrange everything as you kind of know it to be. So, you know, the projector kind of removes negative energies before they're even created,
right.
and it increases the amplitude and affects your personal lifestyle dramatically. And I can vouch for that. And so, as I said before, it's important for people to realize that the projector does not vibrate the same as the receptor.
Right.
It does not protect your body from its surrounding hostile environment like the nuclear receptor does. And
mm-hmm,
the receptor,
mm-hmm.
you know, utilizes one gemstone and requires kinesiology or muscle testing to determine that
mm-hmm,
color or quality,
mm-hmm.
as, you know, we discussed on the last show. So So instead, the projector makes the body become invisible to the rapidly deteriorating environmental effects. Now, I know that's a lot to take in. So on a scale of gemstones, for example, we suggest that natural zircons are diamonds for the projector because they operate on the highest frequency and work faster than, you know, other colors of the spectrum, as you know. Lower colors may kind of, they may lower the wave packets that the projector creates and slow down your experience with it. So we always recommend the white stone. And as everybody should always be aware also with the projector is that it should definitely be used with caution. And it's best, you know, after, I don't know what you want to say about this, Sue, but I know my dad always used to say, and I definitely recommend this too, is that you wear the receptor first for at least 6 months to a year. Yes. What's your thoughts on that, Steve?
I told your dad a long time ago, people need to wear those for 6 months before they can even attempt to wear a projector. It really it clears the mind, which is very... Yeah, it clears the mind, which is extremely important. It's something that has to be, and you have to be clear and concise to be able to wear the projector.
Because I remember that, you know, my father would sometimes, well, actually most of the time, he'd kind of talk people out of it rather than talk people into it.
Yes.
Just because of the energies that can be created, I mean, by accident, not even on purpose. You know, the power of the mind is so underestimated, and the projector kind of kickstarts those wheels, and before you even know it, you're manifesting instantly, so you really need to be mentally ready for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
I remember... go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Carry on. I was just going to say, in my experiences and, you know, my clients' experiences, manifestation is fun, and it can definitely be used in many areas of your life on whatever, you know, you're looking to achieve. So personal goals, promotions, you know, a bigger house, some people, peace within yourself, health, happiness, you know, whatever it is, it can definitely help you to move forward to achieve that. But if you manifest it in the wrong way or, you know, project negativity, you're definitely going to be bringing it back upon yourself.
Yes.
In a vast number of forms. You know, the laws of the universe must be abided by. And as, you know, Dad always used to say, be careful what you think. You know, the mind is definitely the slayer of the real.
Right.
So
that's why we talked for many hours on how to keep the mind very clear. And it was very, very important with the projector that people knew how clear and concise they had to be. And there couldn't be any lies. There couldn't be any false pretenses. What you needed to have was a very clear mind to be able to wear the projector.
Exactly. And I find, personally, you know, from using the receptor for what feels, well, pretty much my entire life, but the receptor is one of the only things that kind of really helps you to do that too.
Yes.
But I sometimes find that I'll go to think something, and I have, you know, I have a standalone projector, and I have the pendant as well. I have the pendant in solid gold, and I don't wear it very much because it is so intense. I have the standalone projector here at home, and that's enough, really, being around it, you know, all the time. I actually catch myself when I'm deep in thought about things, and I have to stop myself from thinking because you really don't know what you're actually doing by thinking these things, because you make things happen so quickly, and it is scary how quickly it really happens. I mean, when you start experiencing it, you're just like, wow, that is pretty crazy. I know that when I first got my projector, and you know, things started happening instantaneously. So it could be anything from, you know, expecting a call from somebody or having, you know, not spoken to somebody in a week, thinking of that person and there they are right in front of you, or expecting something or waiting upon a decision that you forget about and then you remember and it's there. It's just, it's so fast and it's incredible.
Yes.
It really is. Yes. So, on saying that, I just want to say that we have two versions for people who are unfamiliar with the projector or, you know, they're not sure about how it comes. We have two versions of the projector. We have the standalone unit and the pendant, as I was talking about. And the pendant you obviously wear on your neck, kind of like the receptor. The pendant is a sterling silver. We also produce it in gold and platinum. I know you have the platinum, don't you? You have the platinum, right, Steve?
Platinum is extremely powerful. It would be better. Well, you can have platinum as you're talking about for the stones.
Yeah, you have the. Yeah. I thought you had the platinum.
I've got a pure platinum necklace. My necklace is all platinum.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So.
Yeah. And it's extremely, extremely powerful. I think there's only, if I remember, three or four on the planet. That's all there is. Your dad couldn't wear one. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult for him. He put it on, and he just couldn't wear it. It was just a little bit too extreme. But
to be honest, that's probably why I don't wear mine, because mine is gold, and I find it very,
his
very
was gold
really well.
And platinum, I believe. And he had a lot of luck with that, and that's what he wore. Mm-hmm. And my first one was gold and platinum. And for some odd reason, that disappeared. I don't know why, but it disappeared. And so that's when I decided to buy the platinum one.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you wear that every day?
No, not really. I wear my nuclear receptor actually more than I wear the platinum. If I want to go diving around the universe, I'll wear the platinum. But I also do that with a flamethrower that I ordered from your father. But the platinum necklace is I don't like wearing that with clients. It's just a little bit too much for clients to bear. So that's mm-hmm. what I do all day, and so I can't really wear the platinum necklace with people. Their minds are going to have to be clear also when you start wearing the platinum. But with
so you're
the gold
saying
and,
that with you wearing it and being around your clients, it kind of really affects them.
Yes, it'll affect them either in a good way or in a bad way. It's all according to the moods that they're in. And I decided mm-hmm. just to take it off and not play with that, just with myself. And I wish I had a gold one with platinum, but I don't. We'll have to discuss that further on. But the platinum necklace, there's, as I say, there's only, I think, three or four originals. Mm. And they're very, very powerful. Very, very
uh-huh.
powerful. So I just keep those away from my clients.
The same kind of applies with the receptor, you know, the purer the metal, the higher vibrancy level that the device is going to work upon, and it gets pretty intense, you know, from going
very
from the silver, for sure, to the, you know, to the gold or to the platinum. But,
That's all right, honey. I've got the gold with the platinum centerpiece and diamonds all through it. And that's fairly mm-hmm. powerful. I mean, you know, that it knocked my socks off the first time I wore it. So,
oh, really?
I wore one way before I bought one, and I was taken right off the planet. And I had a hard time with that, and I went back to my silver necklace for another couple years. I had a blue sapphire stone in there, and I wore that for 8 years, actually, with a blue star mm-hmm. sapphire. That really helped my heart tremendously. And then I went into the platinum, which was a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the platinum protector.
And do you have the standalone unit, or do you just have the necklace?
You're talking about the gold one?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, the gold one, I have the 18-karat gold base, and I have the platinum pouvet with diamonds through it. And that's the one I've been wearing for the past, 10 years.
Oh, no, not the receptor, you know, the standalone unit that we have.
No, you're talking about the nuclear receptor, aren't you?
I'm talking about the projector. Do you own the standalone unit?
I own the platinum. Yeah, I own platinum, and It has a gold frame on it with diamonds through it. Dad didn't want me to wear just platinum. He said you have to have a little bit of gold in there to balance it off.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the necklace itself is pure platinum plus 18 karat gold.
But you never wanted to move to get the ones that you keep in your home rather than the ones that you wear?
I'd say that's pretty high for me. I'll tell you why. When I first got my platinum projector, I was in my room and I was working on a client. And within a matter of 30 seconds, the room disappeared. And I mean to tell you, when it disappeared, there was nothing but the universe showing all throughout. Everything disappeared, honey. The room disappeared. My client was on the table. She opened her eyes. She almost freaked out. The door started to quiver. And when the Bible talks about mountains skipping like rams when the prophets were looking at it, I can see how they saw that, because to open up the universe to open up the universe and let everything else disappear around you, that's what happened. The door started skipping like rams, and in a matter of 30 seconds, honey, that room was completely gone. So that was my first encounter with my platinum necklace, and that was quite interesting.
Make you not want to to divulge much more into it after experiencing something that intense in your
time. It was quite intense, and they became even a lot more intense. And I would prefer, I mean, I can talk about it, but it's not something that the average person would even attempt to see or attempt to do, because they're not wearing platinum anyhow. But it's quite powerful. The first platinum piece, or the first piece I had, was 18 karat gold with platinum, and that was extremely intense the first time I wore that. But nothing like the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
The platinum was incredible. But I'll tell you what happened when I first wore. Is it okay if I can talk, or you want to talk, honey?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. I was with my ex-wife. We went over to Social Security, and she wanted to get a card. This is in Rochester, New York. And we were waiting in line for about a half hour, and people were leaving very disgusted. And we finally get in front of the line, and the woman says, "I'm so sorry, but the computers are down, and I can't get you your card." And I said under my breath, "Please, computers, turn on." And the computer turned on right away, and the woman just went back in her seat and said, "Geez, my computer came back on." And I said, "That's great." I said, "Well, can you print us up a card?" She says, "Well, I can make the card, but I can't print it because my printer's down." And, of course, I said, "Please, printer, turn on." And it did. I mean, it turned on in a millisecond. And my wife looked over to me because she felt the energy. She says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Honey, I'm just saying, please turn on." And things turned on. She got her card, and we left in a matter of 5 minutes. And that's what happens when you wear the projector. So things do happen, but your mind, again, has got to be very clear and very concise. And you're right about waiting 6 months before you can even attempt to wear that.
So I know obviously the reasons, but what, you know, from your point of view, would you recommend, like, why do you think that it's a good idea that people wait at least 6 months?
Well, I think what happens is that when I first wore my nuclear receptor, I remember my brain being cleared out. I can see that stuff, and I'm watching, you know, the stuff clearing out of my brain and my back and my cells and everything else. So in a matter of a few months, you're much clearer and you're much more concise. But, you know, I meditated every day. I meditated with my clients. It just makes such a big difference when you wear that for a few months. And rather than to buy a projector right away, it's not the right thing to do. Let's say it's unkosher. It's not good to do. And once you do have that down, the nuclear receptor, my goodness, the projector just works so much better.
Yeah, because I have a lot of clients who really, they're very confident and they want to, you know, order the receptor and they want to order the projector at the same time. Now, I'm not going to stop somebody from doing that unless I really feel that they're not ready. But for the most part, you know, they're very, very confident. Now, however, they get their receptor and they get their projector and they call me and they're just like, I can't wear my projector. I can't wear it at all. It's just too intense, you know, even with the receptor alone.
What I would suggest telling them is wear it for a day or two, take it off, then I would wear it again for another day or two, wait your 3-4 days, wear it again until you get used to wearing it. It's it's very powerful, and it's something that takes a little while to get used to. They will get used to it. It just takes time, and that's what I tell my friends, or if your clients call me, I'll tell them the same thing. So you just wait 3-4 days. If it takes longer, that's what you do, and then all of a sudden you'll be able to put the projector on, and you're fine. But it just takes time.
People to feel comfortable and ready for it. And I worry because, you know, people do have bad experiences with the projector. It does happen.
Let me give out some phone numbers here so people can call us.
Okay.
It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510. If you can please give us a call if you have a projector or nuclear receptor and you have questions that you would like answered, we're more than happy to help you. So please do that. Okay.
Yeah, or if you have any experiences with the projector that you want to share, that's always interesting to hear. I love hearing people's stories and the things that they experience with the projector because everyone's so different, and you know, people can experience all kinds of different things.
Yes,
so if anyone obviously wants to, you know, phone up and say hi and share their story, that would be awesome.
I think I'm the one. You have to forgive me. I was telling people that I was wearing both my projector and nuclear receptor for quite some time. And your dad said, well, most people can't do that. And I said, well, you know, I just enjoy it and I have fun and I can separate things very quickly. But it's not for everybody. And I think the best thing to do is to wear one, get used to it. You want to wear two? Well, then, you know, you have to take responsibility for what happens. And it's usually pretty good, but, you know, give yourself some time to wear these necklaces separately. You know, it's they're a lot of fun, and, they're very powerful. So you have to allow yourself
used in the correct way, the projector is amazing. It's magnificent.
Oh,
it's a fantastic device.
Absolutely.
And it can really improve so many aspects of the way people live their lives. But yeah, you definitely really have to have a positive mind on you and, you know, watch what you think. And, you know, as Dad used to say, energy follows thought. And that couldn't be more true. You know, whatever you think, you're going to make happen pretty much. And the projector kind of speeds up that process by tenfold.
I have never, actually, to be honest with you, I have never asked anything from the projector for me. It's usually that I ask my clients. I get the nuclear receptor and the projector. I always ask for health, wealth, and happiness for my clients. I've never done that for myself. I should, but I guess maybe that's one of the things that I do, is that when I'm wearing it, I will ask for health and wealth, and you know that everybody should be healthy when they're talking to me, and that their minds are clear and concise. So that's what I do. I don't even ask for myself. So,
so you got the projector mainly for your client's use?
Yes, yes. The projector, the gold one I wore for quite some time. The silver one, if the people are clear and their minds are clear, I'll use it. If they're not clear with the solid projector, the platinum projector, I won't. That's why I think I need a silver projector. I might have to order one from you to be able to mm-hmm. wear just alone. But again, that's what I do with it. I don't answer myself. I'm always asking for my clients.
Mm-hmm. I find that too for my family.
Yeah.
In England, you know, for health for them, and obviously my sister,
sure.
Mary, who had a baby in February, and it would have been Dad's second granddaughter, and beautiful little girl named Scarlett. And so, unfortunately, Mary, when she gave birth the first time, she had a little boy. And mm-hmm. it was about 5 months before Dad's passing.
Yes.
And he was born with acute myeloid leukemia, and so
right.
that was a tough battle for her and for the family. And so then we ended up losing him just after we lost Dad. So it was a very mm-hmm. very tough mm-hmm. time for her and for all of us. And so more than anything, I put it out there for her
right.
and for Scarlett and, you know, my mother, for them to be happy and for them to be healthy. And, you know, knock on wood, she's mm-hmm. a very healthy, beautiful, happy little girl. And,
oh,
you know,
wonderful.
my only problem is that I'm 6,000 miles away from them, and I would love to get back to visit more than what I can. But, yeah, we get on Skype a lot, and she's just mm-hmm. beautiful, and she looks so much like my father, because my sister
really?
Was a spitting image of him. Have you ever seen a picture of Mary?
No, I've never seen a picture of Mary. I've never seen
she
a picture.
She is, when you, okay, so you look at the picture of Dad when he was, you know, his grade school picture, we have it on the internet, there's a picture
mm-hmm,
of him,
mm-hmm.
and she looks just like him when she was his age. Obviously, she's a girl, but she looks exactly the same. It's uncanny. And
amazing.
And so Scarlett now looks just like her too, and it's the funniest thing. She's just the cutest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd like to try to, you know, project out to them and make sure that they have a good life, and you know, that they're healthy more than anything. And for me, it would be Pyridine, and it would be, you know, Dad's legacy, everything that he worked hard to achieve and to,
mm-hmm,
to gain in his life, maintaining the relationships with the people that he had in his life. And,
right,
and you know,
right.
that's pretty much what I project on a daily basis.
Well, the baby is doing beautifully. I can
mm-hmm.
tell you that right now. Your sister's a little unhappy.
She is.
I don't know
she
why.
She is, yes.
Yeah. But we can fix that, actually, over the phone.
Oh, really?
If you'd like to. Oh, yeah. Here we go. We got some phone calls.
Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, this is John from Gaithersburg.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, good. Good.
Nice to meet you.
Doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I haven't spoken with you in a while, Megan.
When was the last time? Remind me. Refresh my memory.
Huh? Oh, well, when we were talking about that quantum biology project that I work with your dad on.
Oh, yes. I remember that, absolutely.
Yeah,
I've been continuing
to do research in that quantum biology area, which is a fascinating area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's got a lot of potential. Although I don't really have much in the way of equipment, so it makes it kind of difficult
uh-huh.
to actually make prototypes and such.
Yeah, well, like
I had some interesting experiences, which might be something I would be good to say on this show.
Okay, yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, hi, Steve.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Yeah, in fact, one of them involves Steve. So I guess I got two quick ones I'll mention. As you know, I was working with your dad there, Megan, and on that project,
mm-hmm.
And I have the receptor, and
mm-hmm.
and the radiators actually as well. I've got four of these radiators with the base that comes with it, and I've got a hell of a vortex here.
Really?
Very strong. And have had it for a couple years. I had lost my first receptor. So I did not buy another one right away because, oh, I thought it'll turn up, and, you know, it does cost a good bit of money, so, but finally I went and bought a new one. But the day after I lost it, I started to feel like I had like a mild grade flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that for over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. And until I got the new receptor, and within a day of putting on the new receptor, it totally went away.
Wow.
So I wear it all the time. Well, I don't sleep with
mm-hmm.
it, but otherwise I wear it all the time.
That's,
so I can feel it, the difference, the benefits that it gives.
When you don't wear it for me, even a day, I think, because I'm so hypersensitive.
Oh, I can barely hear you. Hold on, let me turn the volume up.
Is that better?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, no, I was saying that I feel the same way as you do, because when I don't wear it for even a day, I think I'm overly sensitive from, you know, wearing it for a long time, that I get, the thing I notice is really clouded in my mind. And I don't feel I feel high on life pretty much every day. I have that much energy. But when I don't wear it,
yeah.
I don't feel that way. And that can take
tell you, I am 58 years old, but for my age, I'm in great shape. And the people that I know who are around my age, a lot of them are having, most of them are having some severe medical problems and are not, well, right now I'm in training for getting into a professional tennis tournament.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's cool.
And, I'm in the best shape I think I've been in probably 15 years.
I find that I'm getting better with age, too.
Yes, I haven't reached my peak yet. My tennis game has never been better.
Wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear. A tennis tournament, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Huh? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to mention was, is that 4 days ago, I finally had to get a new pair of glasses because my glasses are just really getting old and beat up. And I went into the eye doctor, and I had to have an eye exam because it had been a long while. And the guy says, oh, you've got a cataract. I said, really? I said, well, I didn't know that. I said, oh, yeah. Well, what can I do about that? Oh, really? Nothing. He says, it'll just get worse and worse. And when it gets to about 20/50, you can, vision, then you can have an operation. I said, well, my father had cataracts and had an operation. He couldn't see very well afterwards. You sure there's, you know, anything else I can do? And he said, no, there's nothing you can do. And you know what I thought to myself? I said, I'm calling Steve Barish. So the very next day I called Steve and I said, oh, I got this problem with a cataract. And I asked him if he could. He really said he had never done that before. So He did some remote healing, and I think it is gone, although I have not gone into a eye doctor yet to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get the other eye doctor to fit me in, but I haven't been able to get in, so I'm going to see another one. But this is one of those occasions
yeah.
where you really have, like, absolute proof of something that's beyond the normal
mm-hmm.
science,
mm-hmm.
where it was documented from a doctor, and then a day later, it was healed. And I'm going to go to a doctor to confirm it.
Well, it'll be interesting when you go back to, you know, your doctor and see what he has to say.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell for me because, it just gives like a slight darkness. It gave like a slight darkening because it was just
mm-hmm.
starting. So it seems really to have cleared as from my perspective, and I could let you guys know.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful to do.
You know, when I'm able to get it confirmed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was interesting. I saw your eye. I actually saw your eye, and it got cleared, you know, within a matter of seconds. But I remember you saying, oh, my God, the darkness is gone. And
yeah.
I said, well,
I could feel it. I could feel it in my eye. I could feel, like, the energy in my eye. And it was like, it's kind of hard to explain. It was, it's kind of hard to explain, but I could feel the energy in the eye.
Yes. Yes.
And
I'm
I could feel when it was healed, I could feel that it felt like it was healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I was tried to test it by looking around, and it did seem to be clearer. So
wonderful.
So I will let you guys know about that.
Yeah, it'd be really kind of you to do.
So, Megan, is that stuff still in probate now?
It is. It's been...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's been since... When was it? God, when I first... I think it was, like, November?
Huh? I can barely hear you. Hold on.
November.
Okay.
November 2011 was when everything was taken into probate. And
yes.
Everything remains in probate.
Still, oh my God!
Wow, well, I guess sometimes we can go on
the wheels of the legal system turn slowly.
Well, yeah, but I mean, California just don't really care too much. You know, they're not interested. They're completely uninterested, as they see cases, you know, like this every single day, and to them, it's just another case. So we're pushing and, you know, trying to get progress with it, but. We have hope for the equipment because, you know, if we can find the right person, as you have knowledge, you know, on the X1 machine, then we really want to utilize it. But hopefully
mm-hmm.
we can still do it, you know, without my father.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't
yes.
touch, you know, we can't touch any of the equipment. We can't touch anything right now. So it's, you know, it's all
yeah.
there.
Well, that's too bad. Well, I have been forging ahead and... finding out some interesting things, geometrical energy or shape energy, as your father would call
it. Yeah, I mean, if you know what types of machines that you're going to be needing, I know I sent you some pictures of some of the ones that we had, but I can.
Oh yeah, I know. I know what parts. I was for a short while the lead engineer on the project.
Okay, well, if you want to send me an email with those things that you require, we can try to, I'll try and speak with the administrator, you know, about those certain things.
Those things that pertain to the actual system, and then there are some test equipments that are really necessary to be able to tune things, you know, like spectrum analyzer, oscilloscope, and power supplies. Things of that sort would really...
Mm-hmm.
be, you know, necessary.
I think
that would be great. I'll send you an email on that.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see the radio show has started up again.
Well, thank you. My pleasure is having Megan on. She's like her father. She's super smart.
Yeah, and I love her delightful accent.
More of his genes. I have a fraction of what he has.
Well, I don't have a fraction of what you have, so I feel like I'm in good company.
Well, thank you, Steve. I disagree with you, but I appreciate that.
We're going to be doing a show in New York.
New York City?
Yeah, the New Life Expo we've got coming up on the 20th. They changed the dates of it, so it's now the 25th of October until the 27th at the Hotel New Yorker.
Oh, 25th, yeah. Well, I'm not far from New York City.
Yeah.
I used to go up there. I went to school up there, an undergraduate school, Rensselaer Polytech. Well, actually not in the city, but we would go down into the city on the weekends sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then my daughter was living there for a while, so I used to enjoy going up there and visiting. I always had a good time up there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if if you're around or in the area or close by, I mean, please come down, and that's
absolutely
with, everyone who's able to get to the show and to meet us. You know, I'd love to meet as many people as possible. And so we'll have the product there too. We'll be doing demonstrations and muscle testing, things like that.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Steve will be there too, helping us out. Doing muscle testing and everything.
I thought it was. I can plan for that. I thought it was this coming Tuesday, but so I couldn't. So this I can definitely plan to get up there, and it should be a lot of fun.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's
not until
October. Yes, it's a ways. Yeah. But. We're planning to do a lot more shows next year, too. We want to get to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, again in New York. We want to really get Paradigm back on the road again. We just haven't been in a position to do that thus far. But that's something that we're going to be aiming to do from next year. Well, from this year, from October.
All right. Well, sounds very good.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, right then, I guess that's all I had.
Do you have any information on the projector? Do you have any information on the projector? How do you? You've got a projector, don't you?
No, I don't. Wish
how about
I did.
Do you have your nuclear receptor now? The new one?
I have the receptor. Yes.
Did you have any luck with the first one? Were you able to see things or feel things? Or, I mean,
with
I know
the
that
first
you.
One?
You
oh, yeah.
The detoxification,
well,
that's what you were going through, by the way. So.
As you know, I have the irradiators,
right,
which are very powerful, but they're, they're big.
Yes.
They're like 7 feet tall,
Yes.
And I've got a room down here where it's set up for them, and I've got four of them, and I got that Tesla ion generator that plugs into it.
Yeah.
That has several resonant frequencies programmed into it that coincide with the DNA. And it goes up to like 50,000 volts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a lot of crystals. And it amplifies the crystals.
Yes.
The energy of the crystals, and I have gotten into crystals quite a bit. So a friend of mine, actually, he has these standalone projectors, and he brings them over here, and we get the lasers going and the voltage flying, and we get a tremendous vortex going here in the house, and it's very palpable, and I've had many experiences with it. Well, for one thing, I think it has helped me make faster progress in my, a spiritual development in my meditation. Mm-hmm. And I do meditate a lot.
Yes.
And I have seen a lot of things.
And what have
I
you
seen?
I was
seeing other dimensions. And it got to the point where I could I was seeing them a lot, and I could like see my thoughts, and I thought, well, gee, this is it was interesting, and but I decided to move on to things that really involve my personal development. And I think I have been making progress, although it's hard to know how to measure progress in that area.
Well, I think the progress that you've been making is letting go, which is probably the biggest progress that anybody could do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives you a lot of the strength to make changes. That's one of the things that really helped me about the projector and the nuclear receptor was letting go, and that's quite
Well, one thing it's helped me very much in the health area, I believe, and I feel very healthy and strong, and I swim a lot, and my swimming is I am I can go maybe not as fast as I could before, but I mean I used to be like a champion swimmer, but pretty darn fast.
Well, that's good.
And so I think it's important for the health, and I've never had the projector, although, as I said, my friend does, has the standalones, and he's brought them over here a number of times. And we even created, like, turned them so they were facing at an angle. So it would reinforce this vortex, and it gave a very palpable, peaceful feeling to it. They combined synergistically the radiators and the projectors. I hope to get a projector of my own.
Wonderful, because your vortex is 3 miles wide and about 5 miles high.
Yeah.
And that's spread pretty good. That's about as much as I've done with my projectors. I mean, I have clients that get off the expressway and actually can feel the projectors from my house. So I know.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I feel, and I become more sensitive to energy.
Oh, yes.
And I can see some energies. And I can certainly feel, and I'm more sensitive to my own body. Like if I if my blood pressure goes up, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
If my sugar glucose level goes up,
mm-hmm.
I can feel
mm-hmm.
it like right away.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm more in tune. You know, it makes you more in tune.
Yes,
exactly.
You kind of get the natural feedback from your own system.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you can use it to optimize your health.
No, that's important stuff. Thank you so much for all your info. That was fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating area, and
It's absolutely fascinating.
Well,
it's wonderful.
I guess that's all I really have to say for the moment.
Wonderful. Well, listen,
talking about technical things.
Well, I don't know too much about the tech. The one that knows it probably is more than I do is Megan. But, you know, we're still learning about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to talk quantum physics or particle physics? That is an area that is just totally fascinating. And, you know, I'll tell you something that I was trying to think about what to call this. These new insights that we have into a truer science, because the science that we have now is so overly simplified. And I thought really what it is universal science. Universal science, and that term was first coined by, I believe it was Aristotle. And who was kind of the originator of metaphysics.
Yeah.
It means a different thing now, I think, than it would mean a different thing now than it meant back then. But I think that's really what to call it. I wouldn't call it New Age science. I would call it universal science.
I think it used to be New Age science, but it's not really anymore.
Yes. All right, then. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you guys. And
wonderful.
Have a good show, and hope to talk to you soon.
Absolutely. You're welcome to call back
thanks
anytime.
Thanks for calling in, John. Nice to talk to you, and definitely email me.
Will do. All right, take
That's
care,
great.
Guys.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Geez, that was great, Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice called
talking. I haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, yeah. So I think for the second time you've been on, I think it's fabulous. Your name is synonymous. It's wonderful.
Well, I love being on the air, that's for sure. It definitely feels kind of very relaxing and you know, very natural, and I definitely enjoy speaking to you and speaking to people about their experiences and everything that they have to share. It's wonderful.
Well, I think the next time we talk, we could talk about the flamethrowers, and because that's a very interesting subject. Your dad talked to me for hours about the flamethrowers, so I can talk about that till the cows come home. Or
yeah,
the
I would
course,
love to talk to you
other.
About that. I know we wanted to touch a bit on that today, but we're not going to have time. So next time, definitely. And we'll maybe talk about some of the pyramids and, you know, the pyramid technology and, I don't know. We'll
absolutely.
We'll
have a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun being with you. So
yeah,
really,
it is.
Really fabulous. And, honey, you're welcome back anytime. I mean, if you want to come back on next week or 2 weeks from now, you're welcome to do that.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. So
well, it's been
it.
A pleasure. And until next time.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling.
I'll talk to you soon, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, I'm just going to close off. Is there anything you want to say before we leave, or is I think we've
covered it. No, I think we're... Yeah, that was a good show.
Wonderful. Anyhow, this is Steve Arish and Megan Bell, and we wanted to thank you so much for listening to the show. It was wonderful having our friend call us and speak to us. It was really great. It's 8:55 here, so it's got to be, 5:55 in California. So what we're going to do, it's 8:56 actually. He said we can stay on for an extra couple minutes, which is just about now. I want to thank Megan so much for calling in and being part of the show. It's just fabulous having her on. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Please, we'd love to have more phone calls, and I know that we could answer a lot of things for you. Don't forget that we're having a show in October, October 25th to the 27th, in New York City. It's at the New Yorker, the Hotel New Yorker, and we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of people there, so please come and see us. We'd love to meet you and talk to you. And thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.